Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Wow. What a crazy ass weekend we had this weekend. Like, there was so much went on this weekend that, I can barely catch up. I was spending, like, the whole day yesterday, you know, just, like, looking through everything, like, what happened this weekend? And there was, like, so much things popped up, from funny Twitter feed to crazy murder, death all around. Favre's inductee, Birch Open was canceled for Saturday. Heat decline. Man was talking about a shark. Gronk with the feud. We have so much to talk about. Where do we start?
Well, I mean, probably I would say first, I mean, I would go with the golf because it's like, obviously it's still going on right now. And the reason why we're having a Monday finish in the Open Championship. Saturday, the weather was horrific, and like if you saw any like the pictures or like the video of like when they were trying to like pour water, like it went horizontal, like that's how strong the wind was. And so they obviously had to cancel to resume play the next day to finish that round, and because like the wind was like blowing players' balls around, like on the putting, you know, on the green and everything, and mm-hmm. it was crazy. Like, so right now we've got Unfortunately, Spieth did not make the playoff.
Right.
Yeah, that rough shot. I'm a big fan of his and everything. Obviously, he was, you know, in the running for a potential Grand Slam, you know, in golf and everything. But so now we got a three-man playoff with Zach Johnson.
Yeah,
Zach
Johnson, Stein Leishman, and Johnson's like from the, like Australia or something. I've never seen a flag on the sports center thing. They always have a flag next to their name. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, Jordan Spieth is not going for the Grand Slam. That would have been so cool to see Jordan Spieth make some history.
Cool.
It's 21 years old. No, not this time. So he opens
right.
Into a four-hole playoff. And when hopefully we'll be live when we find out the winner. So we can let you guys know.
Right.
That'd be very exciting. But other than that, I don't know much about golf, except, you know, Jordan Spieth not making it. Pretty upset about that. So, did you go to the Packers thing, the Hall of Fame inductee ceremony?
No, I had a ticket all lined. You know, I actually had a couple tickets all lined up for me and everything. Thing is, like, because, like, I was able to get the ticket at kind of, like, it was, you know, last minute thing. So, I was, like, trying to scramble to find someone to drive up with me. And because, like, I've never driven up in Green Bay and like ever. And so I without like knowing my way around, and plus, you know, like I know my parents were like a little, and they're, you know, obviously self-protective of me even as an adult, but you know, they were a little uncomfortable with the idea of me going by myself, you know, then driving back late at night and all that stuff. Like, just, you know, cause you never know. Sometimes stuff can get a little crazy there. And so better, and I tried, like I said, it was last minute, so I was trying to, you know, find someone to write up with and whatever. And I even talked to Christine to see if she wanted to go. Unfortunately, she was Colorado and stuff, but yeah, she said she would have totally gone otherwise, but she was on Colorado. And so, so I didn't go, but, you know, it was, and also it was hot as hell, like, that day. It was, like, 95 in Green Bay or whatever, and it was humid and just like a miserable day. And if you, like, depending on which side of the stadium, like, the seats were, you're either in the sun or in the shade. And if you're in that sun, like, and with that many people there, it would have been really uncomfortable.
Well,
especially like,
yeah, well,
you know,
yeah, it's too bad you didn't get to go, but at least, you know, did you watch it or anything? Like, I know, it was a great ceremony.
Of course, I taped
it,
I watched it, yeah. I mean, I've got it on the DVR still,
Nice.
And, like, the local coverage did a really good job of it and everything. And, like, even, like, on Twitter, like, all the Packers fans I follow and, like, Packers writers and everything, you know, we're tweeting out like really great pictures and everything. And probably anybody who follows me probably gets sick of me retweeting crap about it all day. But I was very excited. It was like, and they did a like really good job of just showing like how the crowd was and like showing how, you know, Brett Favre, like, you know, how emotional he was and
right.
everything. Like it was, I mean, like you said, like, you know, he said basically that, you know, them selling out 67,000 tickets in less than 90 minutes when it's not even a game is like more of an honor than being inducted into the like National Football Hall of Fame and, you know, the Packers Hall of Fame. And he said, you know, like, you know, with all due respect, but like that meant a ton to him. And, you know, he said, you know, like a lot of teams can't even fill up the stadium for a game, you know, and this is just, they filled up the bowl for, you know, to watch an induction ceremony on the Jumbotron, you know. So it was pretty incredible just to see, you know, the fans come out and, you know, how respectful they were. You know, they gave them, you know, 2.5 minutes standing ovation, you know, 4 minutes standing ovation. And, like, you could tell that it really, really, you know, touched Favre. And, like, it meant, like, so much to him. And, you know, you saw the emotion on his face and everything. And he said, I could sit here and tell you thank you until tomorrow, and it wouldn't be enough. You know, he's trying to fight back tears. And probably, you know, like, one of the better other things he said that I really liked was, like, that he's played, you know, elsewhere, but there's nothing like this place. And, you know, it's just it was, like, a really, it was, as a Packers fan, like, or, and I mean, as a football fan in general, I mean, you don't even have to be a Packers fan, because, I mean, Favre like, is one of those really likable players and just that people all around, you know, respect. So, yeah, it was definitely, you know, I even got, like, a little emotional, especially, like, when they, you know, did the two videos and everything, like, and you're just remembering all this, you know, great memories, like, of a 16-year career, you know, at the franchise, and it was just, you just remember how much fun it was to watch him play and how much fun he had playing. So, yeah, it was definitely
awesome.
Really cool, yeah.
Favre himself even said, all of my dreams have come true and then some.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know that you have a great career. Obviously, 16 years in Green Bay, two with the Jets. I don't know, one with the Jets.
One with the Jets, yeah.
And the Vikings. But nothing is more important, nothing remembered more than his time in Green Bay from 1991 to 2008, because he did finish there in 08. Through the Vikings,
right.
Their Twitter page, they even congratulated him on being good in the Packers Hall of Fame. That's how you know, it's more in sports. It's all about, you know, I guess it's sort of like family, I would say, even though they're rivals.
Right,
I like that. I like that the Vikings did
respect.
That for Brett Favre. That's the word I was looking for. That's respect from the Vikings.
Now, one other thing. This real quick. Some guy, I don't know if you saw what I tweeted out, but some guy had the nerve to show up in a Cutler jersey. And he was, like, sitting in the front row.
Oh, my God.
I'm just curious how his night went. Like, I mean, really, like, if he's going to show up wearing that, like, how are you going to get treated all night? Like, probably not very well. I mean, Packers fans are nice, but, you know, come to a Brett Favre induction ceremony in a Cutler jersey.
Wearing Jay Cutler jersey. That's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like going to a Troy Aikman party with the Donovan McNabb jersey. There's no comparison.
Yeah, I think I said on my post or whatever, like, I was like, I mean, you don't bring trash into this kind of thing. Like, it's
right.
You know?
Jay, Jay Cutler's so trash in Chicago. I don't know. Like that guy has some nerve. He must have got a lot of stares from people at Lambo doing that.
Right.
So before we go to break, I just have a few things I want to shoot out from Friday. Chargers held a meeting to keep the team in San Diego. And even Boltman was there to defend his team.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the meeting lasted 10 minutes and everybody left. So, if you ask me, the Chargers are the one going to Los Angeles. That'd be nice. We've already seen the Ravens and Rams there. We want to see them there again. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Next player Yeah, ex-player Buster Barnett cheated on his wife. I mean, he got key. Karma's a, you know what? The mistress killed his wife, and they killed herself. So, remember, karma is a, you know, female pool. Don't be dumb stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dolphins even. Yeah, you know, if you have something to add, sorry, Mom.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. It's just crazy. Like, it just, it just goes along with that whole thing that we keep coming up with, like, when all this crap keeps going on. Like, what the hell is wrong with people?
Mm-hmm. What the hell is wrong with this world? I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins defensive coordinator Bill Arnsperger, he was the defensive coordinator of the perfect season 72 Dolphins. He died on Friday, age 88. So rest in peace to Mr. Arnsperger. I don't really know how to say his last name. I guess we're going to come back. We'll talk the nice Miami uniforms. You're listening to Dean Wally at MSL Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally, every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a lime and light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
Nope,
you can't end it like this.
Nope.
So what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
Ha ha ha!
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
The University of Miami football team released their uniforms, their new uniforms last Saturday night. There's some nice uniforms, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They were really nice.
Yeah, I really like them. Like, it's funny, like, Eric Robinson from, you know, Andrew Powell's show with, you know, he was nervous about them, what they're going to look like. And I think he was happy too. Yeah, they're pretty sweet. Like, I got nothing really bad to say about them. The cleats are awesome. Like, it's probably my favorite part. But yeah, they're just nice and like clean looking, but still have like, you know, just enough little something extra. They're good. I like them.
Yep.
Thumbs up, Adidas.
They were really thumbs up, Adidas. Really nice uniforms. I know Eric is very happy about the unis because big Miami Hurricanes fan over there, Eric Robertson. Monday. So last night, Angels and Red Sox got postponed. It was the first game that Anaheim had postponed in over 20 years. But during the rain delay, both teams, their Twitter page decided to have a little fun. The Angels started off by saying, "Hey, at Red Sox." So what are we supposed to do in a rain delay? We're a little new to this. You know, California doesn't get much rain. And the Red Sox responded, "How about a little emoji puzzle? Can you name this hashtag Red Sox player?" They put M plus cookie minus C equals what? And the Angels said, "Who is Mookie Betts?" And then the Angels put our turn, put your thinking cap on, and they put a fish. When I saw that, that was so funny.
Yeah.
That was,
I know,
baby,
you were, because if you wanted to tell your
joke. Yeah, I know that you, like, that you had shot out the idea that we should, like, do the funniest thing in sports, and that's something that I found hilarious.
No, it was. Yeah, no, it was, definitely. Definitely funny, for sure.
And yeah, my joke, if Mike Trout played for the Marlins, the fish would be playing for the fish. unfortunately, the fish are drowning right now. They got swept by the Philadelphia Phillies. First time the Phillies swept anybody since May 16th to the 19th, swept the Diamondbacks. And look who the Marlins play next, the Diamondbacks. Make sure to make a note of that. But the Battle of the Sweepies, I called it. I found that pretty funny. So last night we had another thing going on. Rob Gronkowski and his wonderful family went on Family Feud. And obviously the first question was the question of the year for Steve Harvey, host of Family Feud. Name something that get inflated or deflated. And Gronk looked at Steve and was like, "Man, I don't want this question."
Yeah.
Like, it was classic. He was looking at me like, "Oh, you know, I would answer so many questions. If I answered this." And he wound up just saying, "Screw it," and gave it to the other team.
Yep.
And then I remember the name. I remember as an ex-NFL quarterback. I don't remember his name, but he actually said football. I want to be the number two answer. And that was the funny thing in sports.
Yeah, that, and I forgot how long. I didn't get to watch it. I wasn't home, but I saw something like it didn't take Gronk long to start, like, twerking and everything in the show, you know, like he always does. Apparently, like, his family lost, like, pretty handily, yeah.
And there was one lady from the audience, Steve Harvey was like, he pointed at her, he's like, "You want to dance with Gronk?" She's like, "I don't want to embarrass him on TV." And he was like, "What? You want to embarrass him on TV?" And Steve Harvey basically just, like, grabbed her and pulled her onto the stage, and her and the Gronk started dancing on Celebrity Family Feud. And other than that, I didn't watch the episode because it got kind of boring.
Yeah.
But
once you see, you know, a little bit of it, then it's pretty much like, okay, I've been there, done that.
Right. I can watch Family Feud all day. And definitely with Steve Harvey. He's my favorite host of the show. But, I don't know, last night I was just like, yeah, there's other good things on. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to turn this off. Done. So, this is a very special week for both of us. I'm calling it the SU and Wally Birthday Bash Week.
Yeah. Very big birthday. Steven in particular.
It's your week, too. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but this is a special one for you, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. 21st birthday on Wednesday. I will be on the show because my plans aren't until later in the day. And then Casey's birthday is on Saturday. So the SC and Wally Birthday Bash Week here on MSO Radio.
Yes, it'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. We're gonna make sure every episode is great because we're both excited for our birthdays. Well, I know I am. I hope she is too.
I know. Another year. It's
so,
cool.
Was it yesterday that the guy got attacked by a shark?
Yeah. It was in South Africa, off the coast, and just like crazy. Like, it was on live TV too, and so obviously that just like got totally like blew up like the internet. And the guy's name is Mick Fanning. He's a 3-time world surfing champion, and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in this J Bay Open, which they later canceled after, obviously the shark, came up on his board, and he was actually waiting. He was just, on his board waiting, for his turn to go. And basically, he had, a feeling that something was behind him, coming up on him. And then, the shark just started going after his board and his, the leg wrap, you put around your ankle and all that stuff, and he didn't get harmed, but I mean, he was, kicking, fighting the shark off and everything, and obviously, nobody knows how you're going to react in that situation, your fight or flight instinct, is going to kick in, but it's a shark, man. I don't know about you, but sharks creep me out, or not creep me out, they're scary. I'm not going to say they creep me out, but yeah.
Well, obviously, sharks are scary, they get the 300 shark teeth in the mouth, and some are bigger than others, which is even scarier. I'm pretty sure it was a great white shark that attacked Mick Fanning yesterday, and thank God they canceled the surfing championship. And thank God also Mick Fanning is uninjured. I think he actually punched the shark in the nose and off it went on his merry way. So
yeah, definitely a weird, just because it happened, on live television, you don't normally see that kind of thing ever. And but props to him for, fighting that shark off, man, because that's...
really?
Wow.
I actually saw the video of the live broadcast, and the guy was... They were showing, his score. I don't know how surfing works, but they're showing his score, and the announcer was like, if you look at his score, and then I would see the shark, and everyone's like, oh, my God, the shark. It's they got the boat out there, and... They got him out of the war. They got him. Ironically, last night, soon after the shark attack, Sundance TV channel, I don't remember the channel, on Dish Network, they had a Jaws marathon. So I was like, oh, wow. very good timing by Sundance TV. They showed Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3, Jaws the Revenge, all in order. But irony. So going from water to fire. Yeah, a little bit too soon. Just a little too soon. Going from water to fire, the Heat started out perfect in the summer league.
Yeah,
what happened? Everything just went downhill after Orlando. They finished undefeated in Orlando. They went what? Did they win one game in Vegas, or did they finish winless?
I think they won one, and it was it's weird. Somebody made the joke the NBA TV steps, broadcasting the Heat Summer League games, they start losing. Because at least in my area, I couldn't get, hardly any of the Heat games. And if I did, they were, played at, 3 or 5 in the morning type thing. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happened. It just, because, Orlando looked good. And, once I got to Vegas, just kind of crumbled over.
Yeah, they did.
Like they won like 1-3. Yeah, they won like 1-3 and then lost the consolation game, I think it was called.
Right.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. And
I understand. I was such high hopes for the Heat when it came to Orlando.
Right.
I thought they were gonna kick you know what in go in Vegas. And no. The Heat cooled down.
Yeah, they did.
You know.
You know, there's like obviously like we did get to see that like Josh Richardson, who was their second round draft pick at 40. He's got a lot of promise, like, and he's like mature and like ready to go. I mean, he's a good point guard and he's confident in his ability. So it's gonna be interesting to see if the Heat, you know, bring him on right away or, you know, find a way to like send him over to Europe and still maintain his rights, you know, or something like that. Because right now, you know, they've got to figure out who to keep on the roster. And you've got, you know, Shabazz Napier is also point guard and Tyler Johnson, you know, plays point guard, but he can also play shooting guard too. So, and obviously we have Dragic, but yeah, it's, so they've got a couple of things to think about, but I think, I mean, I was impressed with Josh Richardson, definitely. And, you know, we got to see what happens with Ennis. You know, it's, you know, obviously he's regressed. He's, you know, we talked about it last week, and, you know, he's a good guy. We didn't even said that, but, you know, mm-hmm. let's just see what happens. So, and Winslow's got, it kind of showed that Winslow, even though he started out pretty, you know, pretty strong, but he's still got, you know, work ahead of him and everything. So, you know, they're going to work with him, you know, and all this leading up to, you know, preseason and all that. But it showed that, you know, although he's really, really good, you know, he's still got some things to work on to refine and everything.
Right. Just to add insult to injury, when it comes to, like, you know, what the hell is wrong with this world? Well, when we went to commercial, I didn't forget to bring this up when we came back. A girl spent $90,000, a college fund, on clothes.
What?
This girl spent $90,000 on clothes. Seriously? What is wrong? And I'm not trying to bash women, but for the love of God, all you need is a pair of pants, a shirt, and you're at the house. Well, I don't understand. I don't understand.
You might need a little bit more than that sometimes.
They
just once in a while.
You know, like, they take forever to get ready. Like,
yeah, I know.
Ready. Like, you know, not trying to pass women or anything. I love women in many different aspects. But, damn. $90,000 on clothes that are all we're supposed to do is keep you protected and warm. You know, none of that fashion BS. I don't know. You don't know that. $90,000. What is wrong with this world?
Yeah. That's way too much. How old is she? Like, she's a college student?
Yeah, she spent $90,000 in college funds on clothes.
Oh, my God.
That would take care of 4 years of at probably like UPenn. You know, Ivy League college over there. $90K. That would take care of probably all 4 years. You know? Like, now obviously... Oh. This girl has no idea how to spend money.
I mean, like, I used to like, shop a lot too when I was younger, but not like that. Crazy, man.
us get to end the show. What the hell is wrong with this world? Rusty and Wally and Muscle Radio, we'll be back tomorrow. We're having a really good show for you, as always.
Yep.
You have been listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Stephen Erd III, here only on MSL Radio.